Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up. Want to live long and happy? Make yourself sick. Well, my friends, you may have heard that there are two main causes of unhappiness: social isolation and poor health. And you may know that for 7 of the top 10 causes of disability and death, our own behavior makes a significant difference in whether we're going to go out that way. Ergo, therefore, thusly, we would do well to behave healthily. Pretty simple. Eat more fruits and veggies. Walk briskly 15 to 30 minutes a day. Make fun with the friends and fam. Practice chilling when things heat up and get 7 to 9 hours of shut-eye. Pretty simple, but guess what? Most of us don't do those things. I've been wondering why. And a recent experience gave me my answer anyway. We don't like to even think about the Big D, the Grim Reaper, La Morte, death. I know when I'm perking happily along, I rarely think about how great it feels to be healthy and how miserable I am when I'm sick and how it would behoove me to take better care of myself, to behave healthily as aforementioned. So we go on our merry, oblivious, not-so-healthy or downright unhealthy way, thus prematurely and unhappily getting sick and waving a feeble goodbye to one and all eventually. In fact, most of us all are already slowly, more or less invisibly, making ourselves sick by behaving the ways we typically do. Eating an unhealthy diet, doing the couch potato, amusing ourselves with pictures on the tube rather than caring for and being cared for by real live friends and family. But a few weeks ago, I was lucky enough to get a really crummy, achy, sniffy, sneezy, can't breathe, coughy cold. And it was just the kick in the pants I needed to change my behavior to healthier. So, if you want to live long and happy, make yourself sick. Stay up too late, work too much, eat the junkiest, highest fat, lowest fiber stuff you can find, drink too much booze, touch everything in the public bathroom, and never wash your hands. And hopefully you'll get a whopping good cold or flu in no time at all. And if you're as lucky as I was, you'll feel totally miserable and realize how great it is to be healthy. And start doing more of the stuff that's good for us so you can be healthier and happier for a long time to come. And to keep motivated, have a friend or your spouse or one of your kids take a picture of you doing your unhealthiest behavior. Tape it to the fridge or the locker door or your screensaver just to remind yourself. I'm Dr. Rich O'Neill. Thanks for tuning in.